Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome, as always, to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we would love to hear from you on this edition. The phone lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. So if you have a Bible question, or if you're dealing with some particular issue in life and can't quite get a handle on it, well, we'd love to discuss it with you right now at Basic Gospel. That number again in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742, and the lines are wide open. We want to hear from you because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to look at a passage out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 today. It says this: "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." So who is Jesus Christ? He is the image of God. And so Paul goes on to say, "For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." There's a longing in the heart of every human being, and that longing is to know God. Yeah. Now, there's lots of people out there who suppress that and who discount it and who buy into other philosophies, worldly philosophies, worldly points of view, such as materialism, that there's no such thing as God. God does not exist. But something deep within inside of them says that he does. All of us have that knowledge that there is a God that exists. Well, if that's true, how do we know him? What is he like? How do we find out about him? Well, there's only one way to really find out about the God who spoke and created everything, and that's to look at the person of Jesus Christ. God has made himself known in the person of Jesus Christ. So if we want to know anything about God, if we want to know what he's like, what he thinks about us, what his desires and plans for us are, then we need to look to Jesus. There's no other way to ascertain that truth. There's no other way to figure it out. So God has made it real simple. He has put all of the Godhead in bodily form in the person of Jesus Christ, and we can see the glory of God in his face. So that's why Paul was always quick to point out, as far as his ministry was concerned, was this: that we preach Jesus Christ as Lord. So we learn two things about Jesus in this passage: that he is the image of God and that he is the Lord. So back in the day, in the Roman Empire, people bowed their knee to Caesar, to the emperor, and they said, "Caesar is Lord." They looked to him. And now came this good news concerning Jesus Christ, this gospel. But it was a disruptive force. Why? Because it turned the world on its head. And he said, "You think Caesar is Lord? Here's the truth. He's just a man like you and me. This Jesus, who became flesh and blood, who had humble beginnings, he is the Lord." And he's proved it in the fact that he died and he came back to life and now lives forever. So he is both Lord and God, and we can find out everything about God looking into his face and seeing love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, reconciliation, peace. That's the God we serve.
That's good.
That's what we see in the face of Jesus Christ.
Great thoughts, Bob. Thank you for that. As we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway, friends, we want to hear from you. Come on and add to the conversation right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. You know, at Basic Gospel, our purpose is to help people hear, believe, and live every day in the life, the eternal security of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And for that reason, friends, we ask you, our listeners, to support this ministry with your prayers and your gifts. We are dependent, of course, upon God working through you, his people, to keep this program on the air and online. And to say thank you this month for supporting Basic Gospel, we're offering you the opportunity to take a fresh look at Jesus Christ through a new Hear It, Believe It, Live It resource called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional. So when you make your gift to support Basic Gospel this month, we'll send you a copy of this brand new resource to say thank you for your gift of support for Basic Gospel. And as always, you can donate at basicgospel.net. We hope you'll visit right now and make your gift. And when you do, be sure to request your copy of this new resource, Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional. Once again, Bob, I want to give that phone number because I would love for the listeners to call in and be a part of it as you would. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, let's go to the phones now and see who's calling, Bob.
Hi, Bob and Bob. It's Ted from Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you how much I appreciate what you all do every day. What I'm struggling with is the idea of letting go of results. Like I have these desires, I want to reach a certain depth. I want to go deep with people regarding the grace of God. And when they don't go there with me, I get discouraged. And so I don't know if you have any insights on that and how I can sort of rest in that area and maybe release people from hopes or expectations that I would have. I really appreciate all y'all do. Take care. Bye.
Well, Ted, that's an excellent question. Yeah. I think once we kind of come to an understanding of the grace of God in our own lives and we experience that joy, and it's electric. I mean, there's something so exciting about really finding your place of rest and the finished work of Jesus Christ and knowing that he loves you, knowing that your sins have been forgiven, knowing that God's Spirit lives inside of you and that nothing can absolutely separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate you whatsoever. When you come to grips with that, you just want everybody to know it. And sometimes in our excitement, we think, gosh, people, when they hear it, they're just going to lap it up like a thirsty dog. And you find out that that's not the case. And that gets discouraging. I remember when I first started ministry way back in the early 80s, I left a job. I got involved in this particular ministry, and I was so excited to tell people, and I thought they were just going to be, lathered up with excitement because, you know, I was in the ministry, and that just wasn't the case. I mean, people, some people would look at me and said, well, when are you going to go and find a real job? When is this phase going to end? Yeah. And, you know, they just didn't join me in my excitement. And the same has been true as far as trying to teach people about the grace of God. Now, here's something that I have learned through the years is we want to be clear with the message. The death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We want to lay that out there. We don't want to add our opinion and all those sort of things. We just simply want to proclaim Jesus, just as Paul talked about in this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He preached Jesus Christ as Lord. So let's do that. Simply lay it out there. And then the second thing is to really find out what's going on inside of another person. You know, the gospel is all about relationships. The gospel is about the souls of men. So in our conversations, let's find out what's going on in the souls of men and women. And as we do, as we show some interest in them, as we show some care and concern and empathy as far as their lives are concerned, and they start to share what's really going on deep inside, then we'll find ways to connect the grace of God to what's really going on deep inside of them. So it's like in those conversations, we start to see receptors in a person's life, receptors for the grace of God, for the gospel. So Ted, one, just lay it out there. recognize that anything that's going to happen in somebody else's life, as far as the gospel is concerned, as far as salvation is concerned, as far as growing is concerned, that's God's work. That's God's job. So leave the results in His hands, and then really find out what's going on inside of a person. It's you know, sometimes we get so excited that we want to cram the message down somebody's throat, and we have to say, hey, that's not the way. Let's let them kind of tell us what's really going on, and then in hearing that, we will see ways that we can connect the dots for them so that they can see that the grace of God is the only way to go forward as far as their lives is concerned.
Ted, glad you reached out. Hope that's a help to you. And don't hesitate to contact us again if we can be of further help. Friends, I want to remind you just very, very quickly of the video stream of Basic Gospel Every Day on both Facebook and YouTube. You can link at the top of our homepage to one or the other. Just choose your favorite platform. And we would love for you to join this live video stream every day of the broadcast. And as you're watching, you can drop a question into the chat box, and we'd love to address it that way as well. In the meantime, another call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Hi, Bob. It's Karen again. Thank you for answering those questions so efficiently and promptly. I really appreciate that. I have another question. Are we supposed to hear a trumpet before the rapture happens? I don't know what the meaning of this trumpet is. So I'm just waiting for the sound of the trumpet like we're going to that will be in the rapture. Another question I have is, what is the special blessing that we're supposed to get? Anyways, thank you again. Bye.
I love that question.
I do too. Well, as far as the trumpet is concerned, we see it talked about. Paul talks about it twice. He talks about it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And he's telling people to not lose hope as far as their loved ones who have died in Christ. You know, what's going to happen to them? And so he tells the story. Here's what's going to happen. Jesus is going to come back. When he does, there's going to be this trumpet call. And what does that mean? Well, it's a call for the gathering of God's people in Jesus Christ. And so he's going to call up those who have died, and they're going to receive their resurrected bodies. And then those who are remaining at that particular time, they're going to rise up, and in the twinkling of an eye, their bodies are going to be changed into resurrected bodies as well. So this is at the second coming of Christ. We read about it in 1 Corinthians 15 as well. He talks about the trumpet call of the Lord, and he talks about those bodies are going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And that's when death is fully overcome, and we can praise God for the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. So that's what that trumpet call is all about when it happens, Karen, because you are in Christ and Christ is in you. You're not going to have to worry about it. You're going to know exactly when that event comes, because he's calling you. And since he's calling you, he's going to make it known very clearly for you. So you don't have to worry about that. Now, as far as the special blessing, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about there, other than maybe John writes at the beginning of Revelation, that anyone who receives this is going to, or reads this, is going to experience a special blessing. And I think the special blessing is simply in knowing Christ even more. So we see kind of Christ's life here on planet Earth in the gospel accounts. At the end of that story, we see him fully resurrected, and then we see him ascending into heaven. And then from that point forward, as far as the New Testament is concerned, we see an explanation as to what that death, burial, resurrection, and ascension means to us, and how through faith in Jesus Christ, we're identified with him in his death, burial, and resurrection. Well, in the book of Revelation, we see Jesus in his glorified form. And I think that's the blessing. We get to know Jesus even more. Uh-huh. And that's what Revelation is all about. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. So yes, that's the blessing that we get in reading that particular book.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Bob. Again, open lines, friends, 844-322-2742. I want to jump to an email question here by a young friend, Logan, and he wanted to know about speaking in tongues. He says, when the Bible talks about speaking in tongues, what does it mean by that?
What does it mean by speaking in tongues? Well, if you look at Acts chapter 2, we see the apostles led by Peter on that particular day. They began speaking in languages that were known by the people that were there. So the day of Pentecost, that was one of the three particular festivals in which Jews from all over the world traveled to Jerusalem to celebrate. Many of these Jews spoke in different tongues, the native tongues where they lived. And on that particular day, they were able to hear what Peter said in their own native language. So from that, we gather that tongues was an evangelistic gift. At least it was on that particular day. And it was spoken in a known language. What was spoken? The gospel, the good news concerning Jesus Christ. That's the message. And God wants everyone, wherever they are on planet Earth, to be able to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, to be able for them to hear it in their native language. And we see a really powerful demonstration of that in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. We see it a couple of times as well when I think in Samaria and a couple of other places where new believers spoke in tongues to indicate that they had received the gift of God's Spirit. And who was that for? It was for the Jews who were witnessing it, particularly Peter and those leaders. They saw that, hey, these people who are different from us, the Samaritans and the Gentiles, these people received the gift of the Spirit just like we did. And so they came to this conclusion that all are saved, whether Jew or Gentile, in exactly the same way, by grace through faith in Jesus. So it was a sign gift indicating that that salvation had come to the various people groups. Now we see in Corinth, that particular city, there was an abuse of the gift of tongues, and they were using it. They actually brought over some of the ecstatic utterances that they were doing in their pagan worship, and they brought it over, and they said, hey, this is something that God's Spirit is doing in us right now. And Paul called him on the carpet as far as that was concerned. And he said, hey, your abuse of this is just causing great confusion within the body of Christ. Let's put an end to that. Let's bring this to order. Now, he gives some real insight. There is a gift of speaking in tongues. That gift, if used properly, would not be a gift that would cause confusion, but it would be a gift that would fit into God's ordering of things, and it would bring a message to the people if there were interpreters there that could interpret what was being said and let people know what this person was saying. And so Paul was saying, let's keep that orderly. But all spiritual gifts, and this is what we need to realize, all spiritual gifts are meant to edify the body of Christ so that the body of Christ can carry out its mission in the world at large. Mm-hmm. So if we're using it for self-edification, if we're using it to elevate our status on a spiritual ladder, we've missed the boat.
Yeah.
But if we are humbly allowing God's Spirit to work through us, to gift us with spiritual gifts, we are going to realize that that's for the benefit of others so that the body at large can do its job.
Logan, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Keep reaching out. We love hearing from you. Friends, again, we extend our deepest thanks to each of you who stands with us to support Basic Gospel and the message of grace in Jesus Christ every month. And as Bob and I have been saying, for each of you who donates during January, we want to send you a brand new devotional called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional. Now, this devotional offers readers a platform to take a deep, fresh look at Jesus Christ. Bob has written it with you in mind, friends. Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional. And so we encourage you to request your copy when you make your gift to support Basic Gospel when you visit basicgospel.net. Just click donate right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, again, it is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we had this call that came in off hours.
Yes, my name is Jerry from Cleveland, Ohio. I was brought up Catholic, and I have a lot of confusion regarding Catholicism versus Bible fundamentalism, especially regarding having the Holy Spirit come into your life. Could you expound on that? Thank you.
Well, Jerry, thanks thanks for calling Basic Gospel. We're certainly glad to hear from you, and I think that's a wonderful, wonderful question. Now, as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned, that's what God poured out on mankind on the day of Pentecost. So Jesus, he became flesh and blood. He dwelt among us. He inhabited this body. He lived a perfect life, a sinless life. And at the end, he offered that body as the sacrifice, the once-for-all sacrifice to take away the sins of the world. So he bore your sins in his body. Then he died, he was buried, and then on the third day he was raised back to life, and then 40 days later he ascended into heaven. God the Father gave him the Spirit to pour out on man, and that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. So God's Spirit took up residence in the hearts of those who believed the good news concerning Christ Jesus. So, Jerry, if you've believed the gospel, if you've believed the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you have called upon the name of the Lord, Paul put it this way, anyone who confesses that Jesus is Lord and believes in their hearts that God raised him from the dead, that person will be saved. Well, and upon salvation, God sends his Spirit to take up residence in you. So God's Spirit lives in you, and God's Spirit is now in union with your human spirit. So there is a joining together of you with the Lord. You are now one with the Lord, and that's a permanent reality for you. That's the new you, the new creation in Christ Jesus. So you have the Spirit living in you. And now, corporately, as a body of believers, we have the Spirit of God dwelling in all of us. So together, we make up the new temple of God, the new dwelling place of God here on planet Earth. You, Jerry, individually are a dwelling place of the Spirit of God. And corporately, in the body of Christ, you make up the real temple of God, the real dwelling place of God. Now, that's what truth is. Paul talks about this in numerous places. Galatians chapter 4, he talks about God giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and by that Holy Spirit we cry out, Abba, Father. So this is what it means to be born again into the family of God, to be raised to walk in the newness of life, that you receive the gift of God's Spirit. Now, as far as trying to bring him in through the Lord's Supper and those sort of things, we don't have to worry about that. God has already given us of his Spirit through faith in Jesus Christ.
Well, we hope that helps, Jerry, and thank you for listening, and thank you for reaching out to us here at Basic Gospel. And if you have further questions on this or any other issue for that matter, don't hesitate to pick up the phone or go online and pose your question. We'd love to hear from you again. Well, friends, thank you for joining us for Basic Gospel today. If there's something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, as a matter of fact, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and we hope you will support this ministry with your gift of any amount and your prayers, of course. You can give your donation at basicgospel.net, and when you make that gift, be sure to request your copy of our new resource, Jesus, a 30-day devotional. Again, you can make your gift online at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.